All right, so to continue with our interpersonal cases for the 3 weeks and how to treat with each other, Shaila goes that Yossi was a very recently new driver, and he recently got his driver's license, and he wasn't the most capable driver in the entire world. And one day, he was driving along a very narrow alley when he came to a wide truck that was parked half on the sidewalk, half on the street. He stopped his car and honked for the truck driver to move the car. The truck driver was in the middle of owning a lot of his merchandise, and he said, "What do you mean by what are you honking at me? What's the problem? Even a bus could pass by here. Go already." Yossi was a new driver, and still uncertain of his judgment, took the driver's word and tried to pass by. Lo and behold, it turned out the truck driver was wrong, and Yossi could not fit by, and he scraped his car and he scraped the truck of the truck driver. What happened was, as soon as he found that, he tried to back out, but it was too late. There was no way for his car to get out. And his car was damaged, and so was the truck. The Yossi and the truck driver began to argue who was responsible for the damage. The truck driver said, "What are you, blind? How do you think you could pass by after this happened? You better pay me for the damage to my truck," said the truck driver. Yossi said, "What are you, crazy? You were the one who told me I could pass by. I only tried to pass because you yelled and shouted at me. Who has to pay for the damage now? Is it the truck driver who gave the bad advice? Or is it Yossi's fault that Yossi maybe shouldn't have listened to him?" So the Rebbetzin writes the following. He said, "The halacha here depends on the exact circumstances. If the truck driver stood at a distance and shouted, 'Go,' right, he didn't see what was going on, then Yossi must pay for the damages. He should have ignored the shouts of the truck driver. He shouldn't have been so careful just to agree to the truck driver's response. And he should have used his good judgment that maybe he shouldn't be able to go pass by. Lamaisa, Yossi's poor driving did the damage, he must pay for it. However," says Rav Zerbusin, "the flip side," and this is how he really sighs like, "if the truck driver was standing by the truck on the street, which it seems like it was, and he gave the impression that he saw exactly what was going on, he basically told Yossi to do it. And Yossi is exempt from all the damages because the truck driver allowed him to pass, and he cannot come over for claim damages. He's the one who gave him the go-ahead. He's the one who he gave him his expertise. It was perfectly reasonable for Yossi, a new experienced driver, to rely upon the opinion of a truck driver who was much more experienced." And Rav Zerbusin actually compares this to a case in Shulchan Aruch Chosha Mishpat Simin Shin Vav Sif Vav. The halacha there talks about Hilchos Omnim, talks about money changing. And the halacha talks about if a person shows a questionable coin to a money changer, and then the money changer actually advises him to buy it, and the coin then turns out to be counterfeit, the money changer must pay for the loss caused by his bad advice. Hamara Dino Shechani. Someone shows a money changer a certain coin, Amalo Yafahu, and then he tells him it's good. The Nimso Re'ra, and then he says that it's bad. Imscha Re'el Chayv Shalim. Yeah, and the money changer advises him to buy it, and then the coin turns out to be counterfeit. The money changer has to pay for it. It was his bad advice. So Rav Zerbusin, the same may be said for our case. If Yossi could have reasonably have interpreted the truck driver shouts that he screams and yells to rely on me and rely on my expertise and go, Yossi is exempt for the damage he caused, and the truck driver would have to pay. Just like the money changer, right? The money changer said he was the one who advised him to buy a certain coin, and then it turns out that the coin was counterfeit, he has to pay. So to hear, the truck driver would have to pay. Rav Zerbusin does add in at the end of the day, the driver would not have to pay Yossi for the damage to Yossi's car, since he could claim that Yossi should not have listened to him. Maisa, Zerbusin does conclude that Yossi wouldn't have to pay the truck driver, but the truck driver wouldn't have to pay now for Yossi's car. At the end of the day, I think it's a very important to be very careful with our possessions and with possessions of everyone that we meet, especially when it comes to driving. So many times people can get so antsy and have such a lack of patience and awareness. We have to treat we have to treat everyone with the proper dignity and respect. But specifically when it comes to driving, I think it's a very important lesson. Just to end off with one little quick wort. Finishing up my second time, Baruch Hashem, my biography, Rav Lazer Geldzahler, and he was writing about the din Egla Rufa. We know the Egla Rufa is when there's a certain body that's found in between two cities, and they're not sure who it came from. Whoever the closer city comes to, that they're culpable and they're liable for the death. So everyone has to question what's so important about what's so important about something being melava, the person out of his way, escorting. What's so great about escorting someone who's traveling? So Blazer Geldzahler quoted Maral, who explained the significance of the idea
of allowing a traveler to leave unaccompanied. He said, you know, when you leave someone, when someone leaves your house in Shabbos meal, you walk them a block or two, it shows them that they're distinguished, it shows them that they're honored, it shows them that they're chashuv in your eyes. So when you allow someone to go on their own, it's as if you're telling them, you're not worthy of society, you're nothing. So quote unquote, the Maharal says, as if you killed him. Rabbi Elazar Gelzal wants to take it for a step further. Rabbi Elazar said, you want to know you actually killed him? Because maybe, whatever happened to him on the way, maybe he would have got extra strength. If you were malava him a couple blocks, or two or three blocks, and he would have got extra strength for knowing the people that cared about him. The people that felt better about himself when they walked him a couple blocks. Thus, the elders of the town have to seek atonement for the blood that was spilled. Why? Because they should have been malava him. Because if he met someone on his way now, and he wasn't able to fight, it was because maybe they didn't give him the proper dignity and the proper respect. And they think now, during the 3 weeks, obviously very, very important to work on the proper respect, obviously what we have for each other. But specifically, when it comes to meeting with people, we should malava them and show them the proper dignity and respect. And especially, especially from the case, when it comes to car cases, we have to be very careful, and we have to be very cognizant of our own possessions, and be careful and caring for other people's possessions as well. Shkoyach.